You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That's right, you're tuned into 95 BFM. You're here with Amelia, filling in for poor, sick Bridge. If you're out there, I'm sending you my healthiest thoughts. I hope you've experienced that. So, I'm here in the studio with two lovely women. Hello.
Hi.
And they're here to talk about a show that's happening on Friday. What is it? What's it called?
So it's called Loud and Proud. It's part of the Auckland Pride Festival. And it's basically just a kind of a festival. Is it a festival if it's one day in the afternoon and evening?
I mean, I guess there's a lot of acts, like 11 of them, so I guess 11, you can technically call it that.
11 sounds like a festival to me. And so it's, is there an emphasis on the loud? What kind of music are we expecting from Loud and Proud?
Well, we kind of wanted to make it an experimental free-for-all, because initially we had several different shows planned depending on genre, right? So we'd have like a noisy night and a more dancier night and a more like family-friendly sort of like indie rock kind of in the middle night. When the Pride board came through and... Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
some slight behind-the-scenes intrigue. But yeah, so it's like a big night of like a kind of a smorgasbord of...
Yeah, of like LGBTQIA kind of experimental, underground, noisy, out there, you know, pun intended, kind of music.
It took me a second to get the pun. Okay, cool.
Because gay music... It's a lot of things. We wanted to show like how diverse queer people in Auckland like can express themselves musically. Because I mean, I love you know the gay pop bangers, but there's a lot of really just weird stuff out there.
There's more to the gays than just ABBA. I mean, ABBA aren't even gay.
No, they're not, and Cher isn't gay either.
It's a crying shame. I've looked over the lineup, and there's a couple of like people who have had, you know, solid hits on BFM, if you can call that a solid hit. You know, they've been played around. So I mean, Him is playing. That's pretty cool. No,
Him. No. Unfortunately, Him had to pull out.
Well, that's unfortunate. So who else is on the lineup?
So we've got this person called I'm Amelia.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty good. We have Kraus, who personally is my favorite musician in Auckland.
I think one of the best musicians in the country right now, for sure.
Kraus has a big cult following, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely Church of Kraus.
Church of Kraus. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. What else? What else can we expect?
We've got Ragged Veins. We've got DJ Sweat. We've got Linda T, who is a just gay DJ icon in Auckland.
Yes.
We've got Sun Girl. We've got Xanas. We've got Fire and the Rumble, who are also icons in my opinion.
Yes, and they performed after the Pride March, didn't they?
Yes, they did, and I think they really kind of capture what we're doing. There's such a like what we're trying to do here, because they blend so many different genres and influences musically and culturally.
Oh, wonderful. So it's really just like a big showcase for like the diversity of out there queer music happening in Auckland. Is it just all from Auckland, or
as far as I know, some of them might not have been born in Auckland. I wasn't born in Auckland.
Okay.
But yeah, mostly
Auckland based. Yeah. I believe that's how Wikipedia puts it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's gonna like we're encouraging people to basically just play the stuff, because I think especially when you're both you know, queer, which already marginalizes you a bit, and you're just a weirdo generally. You're just actually a weirdo already.
I'm not just gay. I'm an oddball.
It's sometimes not easy to feel like I mean, I go into a lot of my gigs kind of overthinking everything, because I'm like, you know, it just has to be, you know, palatable to as many people as possible, because it's just better to make money than to not make money.
Yeah.
But here we're really trying to, you know, just give, you know, let people just play what they wish they could play.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, it's not always, you know, acceptable to do so, or it's a little bit scary. So,
yeah, it's pretty interesting, because when we were putting the event together, we were figuring out, like a lot of great local artists we knew that were also queer, but we figured that this was our opportunity to also reach out a bit. So we dug our toes in a little to, is that the expression? Into a few groups around the place and said, hey, who's queer? Who makes interesting music and has never made it out of the bedroom? Who wants to come play a show in which you'll belong and you'll be supported and whatever you play, it goes. And so we got a few people like that as well.
Oh, wow, that's really exciting. So people that you, even if you are deeply into the queer underground music scene, you might not even know all of the people.
The underground, the not outside of my house underground.
Oh, wow, that's very exciting. Okay, so that is happening this Friday?
This Friday, it's happening at, the music starts at 5:30.
Ooh.
At Audio Foundation, but you should try and come earlier.
Cool.
You know, it'll be a banger's start to finish, I think. I'll be playing balloon music with a balloon.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be squeaky.
How do you play music with a balloon?
You blow it up and then you rub it. It's the future.
Okay. Well, I'm very, very intrigued. Yeah. So if people want to find out more information, where can they go?
So, do you want to say that?
Yeah, they can look it up on Facebook. We have the gig up at Audio Foundation. It's also in the Pride Festival guide.
Oh, wonderful.
Which I think there's physical booklets for that, but they also have a website out that has everything about the page and stuff listed there, because it's an official Pride Festival event, which is crazy because it's like an experimental noise night. So.
Yeah, it's very cool. There's a lot of very exciting and interesting things happening this Pride, and it's very wonderful to see.
Yeah, the Pride board this year is amazing. They're like heroes.
Next level.
Yeah,
stepping it up.
I think they're really trying to kind of start these conversations about what being queer looks like and how you can express it and like what it means. And I just like, we're, it's really cool to kind of be a part of that. And sometimes being queer means screaming into a microphone.
I think often being queer means screaming. Okay, so that is Loud and Proud.
Yeah.
And it's happening this Friday at Audio Foundation.
Yeah.
Excellent. We're gonna go out on a song I believe is by you, Alex.
Oh no.
This is Orthostatic Part 1 by Ragged Veins.
Stream Ragged Veins on Bandcamp.
Okay. I guess I'll see you two on Friday.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
See ya.
Thank you.
95 BFM podcasts. 95 BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.